Well, hey everybody, welcome to our online service this week. My name is Josh Erickson, and I am so glad that you have decided to join us whenever you might be watching this service. We really do value that you have decided to make this service a priority, and we hope our time together is a blessing to you. Today, we're gonna be talking about how important it is to take a break and to rest, and I'm gonna confess to you that I am not very good at it. So I wonder if you've ever thought about how many of the 10 commandments that you have broken. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to raise your hands. In just a second, I want you to put up how many of the commandments you have broken. Ready, set, don't do it. Okay, I'm kidding, all right? That's not what we're gonna do right now. But I do want us to be mindful of the fact that we probably have not upheld the 10 commandments. Not that we're supposed to, because Jesus came to fulfill them and to call us to a higher standard, but it's still a pretty good set of suggestions and commandments that God gives to us that help us know a little more about what is right and what is wrong in our world today. Now, if you've grown up in church or a synagogue, you are probably familiar with the 10 commandments. And even if you didn't, you probably have heard about them. They come up in the news cycle every once in a while. And there's 10 of them, and I'm not gonna go through all 10 of them, but I am gonna let you know that I've done very well to uphold number 6 and number 7. Those are the ones about not murdering and not committing adultery. I know you're very happy and relieved to hear that. But on the flip side, I have to tell you that I have done really poorly at keeping one of them. And that's the one about keeping the Sabbath and keeping it holy. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, like, well, that doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Well, it can be, and it really is for us. Because what that commandment was driving after, both that and then the example that Jesus gave us of what it looks like to follow that, is really important for us. It is really important for us as human beings to make sure that we are taking a break, to make sure that we are resting and that we are refueling for our lives. Because if we don't, we will simply pour out, and we'll have nothing left, and then we'll burn out, or we'll flame out, or we'll start to resent the people that we have to help. Not everybody can just stop doing what they're doing, but we all can lose satisfaction and we can lose the joy in our lives. Now, I'm bringing this up because I need your help. I need your help for a particular reason, and that's because, as some of you may know, and now all of you will know, I'm gonna be going on a sabbatical for the summer of 2025. For June, July, and August, I'll be taking a pause from my day-to-day responsibilities of being the senior pastor of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, and leaning on Amanda and the staff and the volunteers to pick up those pieces while I'm on sabbatical. But I'm going to be taking a long Sabbath break. And I need your help to make sure that I do it right and I do it well. Now, some of you might be thinking that a sabbatical is like a 3-month vacation, and I can assure you it's not. But what I'll be doing is a season of reset, a season of rest, and a season of recreation. Now, what's that gonna look like for me? Okay, so the time of reset is going to look like me writing a book. It's gonna be a church leadership book focused on helping church leaders understand what it looks like for their congregations, for their churches, to be more vital and more healthy. And in particular, I'm gonna be sharing a lot of the things that I've learned from you and the things we've learned together and about our journey of growth and revitalization. Some of you that are newer to Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, you know, have experienced more of the vital version of us. But for many years, there were some struggles. Nothing, you know, catastrophic, but things that just weren't so great. And now we're in a much better place, and we've worked hard, and there are a lot of lessons learned that we want to share with others. And so I'm going to be writing about that. Now, not only do I think that's going to be helpful and celebratory for our church, I hope it's helpful for other church leaders as well. And we'll see what that looks like. But the other side of that is that it's gonna help me do a reset and help us do a reset as well together, because I need to be a little bit of a different kind of pastor for this next season of ministry we're going into. For what's coming next, we think it's gonna require something different than the last 10 years have held for me, and that's just generally true, right? That which got you to where you are usually or won't get you to where you wanna go. And so the reset is gonna help me pause, help us pause and reflect and come back together in the fall and hopefully be in a new way of being together. So that's a really important part of what's happening. Another part of what's happening is that it will provide a little bit of a season of rest. I will be able to have a more low-key, more predictable schedule for the couple of months while I'm writing. And that's an important thing for me because I am grateful for all the opportunities I have, but it is a little bit of an up and down, backwards and forwards, and fast-paced reality sometimes around here. And so I'm grateful for a chance to have a little slower, more predictable pace for a season as well. And then the last thing is the recreation part. And that's gonna be a season focused on my family and focused in particular on our son's baseball summer and our daughter's softball summer. I'm excited to be able to focus a little more and be a little less divided around that for our season for our family. Our kids are getting older and we don't have that many summers left before they're probably off on to college and other things and don't wanna hang out with us anymore. So we really wanna make the most of it while we can. Now, I gotta say that I am so grateful to our church for this gift. It's a privilege to be doing this, and it's a sign that I am a person of privilege, that I have this opportunity, and I'm super grateful for it. But there's another piece of this, which I've alluded to before, which is I need to ask you to help me have a good sabbatical, to help me and hold me accountable to what I'm gonna try to do of the reset, the rest, and the recreation, but also, I hope that it can be a season of rest, a season of Sabbath, a pause for our church, and also maybe an inspiration for you to think about how you need to reset, how you need to pause, how you need to follow the example that Jesus gave us as well. So part of me being on sabbatical is that it's hopefully going to give our church a little more slower pace over the summer of 2025. We've been pushing pretty hard on a lot of things, from the merger to the capital campaign to the things that have come up recently. And we want to have a little slower pace so that we can enjoy and have a little bit of a pause that'll help us kind of catch our breath and look ahead as well. And that's going to come in different forms, but I think that's something that we're going to aspire to. But the other thing goes on here is that I hope that my sabbatical is also an opportunity for every single one of us to realize that we all need to take Sabbath and rest more seriously. Now, we've of course know that it's part of the Ten Commandments if we're familiar with those, like I mentioned at the outset, but also it's something that Jesus did. And if Jesus, who was 100% human, 100% God, we believe, needed to rest, needed to Sabbath, then certainly you do too. And certainly I do as well. There's a particular time, it's recorded in the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus was healing some people, and they were healing them from leprosy. And I don't know if this is a one-to-one correlation, but it does seem like that would take a lot out of you. Even if you are God, it would take a lot out of you. And at the very end of it, when it's all said and done, Jesus then does this amazing thing. He withdraws, he leaves, and he goes off to pray. Now, this isn't the only time Jesus did this. In fact, actually, after a lot of Jesus's miracles and a lot of his larger teachings, he would take a break. He would pray. He would leave. He would retreat. And this leads us to understand that this needs to be part of our lives as well. Now, for some of us, this comes in the form of leisure or vacation. For some people, it is slower Sunday mornings, slower Saturday mornings, whatever it is. If you're raising kids, you're like, I can't take a break. You're probably right, but you can find ways to have a little bit of a slower moment. Just remember, they're gonna grow older. You might be thinking to yourself, well, I gotta work, I got so much to do. You may have a lot, but there are ways in which you can pause, you can pivot, and you can provide yourself with opportunities to slow down and to rest yourself. And if we are all willing to do this, then we are able to then be renewed, so that we can go forward to do what God is calling us to do. One of my favorite metaphors around this is that promise that we need to make to other people is that we are willing to pour out our cup into theirs. We can't promise to fill their cup. That's not the promise we can make, but we can promise to empty our cup. However, if we have an empty cup, then we need to refill our cup. We need to do the things that give us joy. We need to do the things that give us energy. And we need to do the things that give us life. And I'm so blessed and so lucky that so much of my life does that. But also, there are times where I need to take a break. I need a pause. And I know that's the same for you. Much of what people do gives joy. A lot of it brings them life, but not all of it. And sometimes we need to pause and refill our cup so that we can then fill it and pour it out again. So my invitation to you is actually to echo the commandment that God gave and the example that Jesus set, to be someone who is willing to take a Sabbath, to be someone who is willing to pause so that you can be filled up again with the goal of pouring it back out. So what does this mean? Well, it means, like I've told some other people, I am just as excited to go on sabbatical as I am to come back in the fall. I'm just as excited for what I'm gonna do because it'll be a little different, and I am excited to write this book and hopefully it will be a blessing. But I'm equally excited for how I believe and hope God will use all of this to position me and position us for what comes next. Do we know exactly what comes next? Not exactly, but we know that God is with us when we do it. I heard Pastor Amanda recently pray, "God, if you're not in it, we don't want to be a part of it." Well, we know God is in our future and we want to be a part of it. And we want to be ready so that we can pour out our cup to bless others. So let's make sure that we're taking that time to fill it back up. Would you please pray with me? God, we give you thanks and we are grateful that you call us to pause. We're grateful that you call us to rest and that you call us to recover. And God, we are mindful that there are people around the world that would love to have more opportunities to do this. There are people that are struggling with war and famine and oppression that just are trying to keep their heads above water. And we pray over them in whatever way they need to be restored and to be rescued, we pray over that too. But for those of us that have the opportunity to be more reflective and to pause and to rest, we ask that you help us to do that and do that well. God, we know that you are the one who makes this possible and the one who will redeem all of our rest and all of our hustle. And we ask that you do just that. Redeem us so that we can rest. Redeem us so that we can know you are with us. We pray all this in your name. Amen.